The second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Pesul Magdash and the laws of invalidations as relates to Kachim and the Sefer Avodah, which in this parak the Rambam discusses the Zrikas as they apply to the Mizbech HaChitzin, which although there are many different combinations of how many Zrikas is necessary, ultimately if it's done with one Matanas Adam, it's going to be valid. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph regarding Kal Adamim HaNitan HaMizbech HaChitzin, regarding all the bloods that are placed on the Adam Mizbech. If let's say someone placed only one gift of the blood, keeper, he has created atonement. And even by the sin offering, matana achas here ikar. One gift of blood is the primary. And the rest that we do four gifts is the mitzvah, is just as a mitzvah Shemek says in the Pasuk in Devarim, that bedam zevachecha, and the blood of your carbon yeshavach al mizbech Hashem akecha should be poured on the mizbech of Hashem your God, which is telling us shvichas adam al mizbech ikar, the pouring of the blood, which is one act, is one matan sadam is the primary. Now halacha base. Moreover, another thing we learn from this pasuk is whatever is supposed to be placed on mizbech by spraying, which is at a distance, shenasan b'shvicha, if it was put by pouring, which is at a close distance, yatza is also a filled obligation. Another thing we learn that is that not only is one enough, but also the act of pouring is enough, not only the zrika. Halacha gimel now. In contrast, any bloods that are brought inside the Heichel, in the inner Mizbech, the golden Mizbech, there, M'chisa Achas, men, if one is lacking one of those Zrikas, Lechipa has not provided atonement. There, they're all integral for the primary atonement. Because the Pasuk is particular about their numbers. Shlomo says in the Pasuk of Yikos, Sheva Pam, seven times, it tells us distinctly it has to be that number. Halacha Dalad. Now, let's say there was a Karma Chattas, and this is the outgrowth of the halacha we started off with the parak. If there was a chattas that they had already given one matanas adam, and then the mesa bound, and then the owner of the chattas died, yashlim arba matanas lachamesa, you're going to finish all the four gifts of the blood even after the owner died. The reason for that is because, as we said, since the first matanas adam was the primary atonement, the other three are just for the mitzvah and it's not actually integral. So therefore, although generally when chattas that shemesa balev, the owner dies, actually is invalidation, that doesn't apply to here because it's not really dependent on the owner because he already has atonement, and therefore actually we finished the mitzvah and we actually do the three zrikas after he died. Halacha hey. Now, avol nos na'achas b'yom, in contrast, if let's say they did one of the matanas adam during the daytime, le'itin ha'shalosh b'layla, you don't do the three at nighttime, and the reason for that is because the blood becomes invalidated by sunset, as we said in the last halacha in the previous parak, and therefore that you're not going to do at nighttime, even though you did the first one, which was already the atonement. Halacha vav. V'nos na'achas b'fnim. Let's say you did one of the matanas adam in the azara, v'shlim b'chutz, and you do the rest out of the azara. So chayiv mishamal v'chutz, you will be liable for bringing a carbon out of the azar. So although the first one is the primary atonement, ultimately, if this is still the mitzvah of azrika and you're doing it b'chutz, it's going to be in the iser and the liability of mal carbon by bringing the dam b'chutz. Halach of Zion, let's say hayamaza, let's say kohen was spraying the blood. V'nikta yadu shalmaza, and the hand of the one who was spraying the blood got cut off. Kohen shegiya dam lava mizbech, before the blood reached the airspace of mizbech, that's not considered a valid spraying of the blood because when it's finished, the hazoy, when it actually hits the airspace of Mizbech, so then the mazah was rid of Balmum, and the Balmum is not fit to do the avodah. So that's an interesting idea that even though when he was doing it, he had a hand, but when the act was fulfilled, he didn't have it anymore, that's going to be invalid as the hazoy. Halacha ches. Let's say shina matan karbonis bechatas. Let's say they changed the order of the gifts of the dam of the karb mechatas on the corners of mizbech. So bein mechatas nas b'fnim, whether it's mechatas that's supposed to be done inside the heichel, bein mechatas nas b'chutz, whether the one that's done outside the azar on the mizbech ha'olam, either one of them, if you change the order of how you're supposed to go around to the four corners, nifsal, that's invalidation. That's specifically mechatas of b'shal kachim, but other karbonos kasherim, it's going to be valid. Halachatas nas na dam in the kermel b'fnim. Another thing regarding the spraying of the blood. If let's say you put it from the corner and within, meaning you don't do it directly opposite the corner. So here, Beim Echadis, whether regarding the sin offering, Beim Mishar Kachem, whether of the Kachem, Beim Mizbech, whether the Id Mizbech, Beim Mizbech, Id, whether the Adam Mizbech, Pasalat's invalid, it has to be Al Karnas Mizbech, and if you're doing it from within that area, it's going to be Pasal. Halacha Yud, continue on this regarding where exactly the Zrika has to be. Dam Shemitzvah Solit Noisel Lamalam Echadis Mizbech. If you have blood, that its mitzvah is that it's supposed to be done on the upper half of the Mizbech. Shouldn't the matter that you put on the bottom? Oich mitzvah leit lamata, or the mitzvah is tipped because some karbonos chatzos oil, the bird or the animal, some are to be on top, some to be on the bottom. Oich mitzvah leit lamata, let's the mitzvah do it on the bottom half. When the son of Mali put on the upper half. Oh, Yish mitzvah was leading within the Hegel. Let's say the mitzvah was by, let's say, the Sar Panim, these certain karbanas, the mitzvah is to place the blood in the Hegel. When the Sar Mizbech Chitzin said you do it on not the inner Mizbech or the Adam Mizbech. Oh, Yihan Natan Mizbech Chitzin, well, let's say it's supposed to put on the Adam Mizbech, Shin Sam of the Hegel, that you put it instead in the Hegel. Oh, Yishin Nasan Dam and Natan Mechutz, let's say you put the blood that's supposed to be on the Adam Mizbech, instead of Mizbech, you put it on a kebesh on the ramp, or Shalek and Negeri said, or on the Mizbech, but not opposite the area where it's supposed to have a foundation. In all these cases, Harei Basar HaZevach Pasol, the meat of the carbon is going to be Pasol, because you didn't do the appropriate zikah. Now, Va'ava Bekein is Karba Ba'elmboi. Even so, the owner is going to get an atonement with it because Kimin Shagiyei Dam L'Mizbech. Because ultimately, the blood reached a Mizbech. It could have been in the wrong part of the Mizbech, it could have been the wrong Mizbech, but it reached the Mizbech, so he's going to get an atonement, but the meat of the carbon is going to be invalid. And Ava B'Shagiyei Shalom Kemel, although it didn't reach to its appropriate place, it's like as if it reaches place regarding the laws of atonement. Now, B'men Ramun, when do we say that the meat of the carbon is going to be possible and there's no way of fixing it, and although there is atonement, it's only if the one who actually did the zrika in the wrong place was fit to do the avoida. So, like we said, since b'di'evid, it is going to create atonement, so the blood that was left over is now considered shirayim because you already did the zrika, and therefore it's possible for zrika. Let's say, even if Kasher HaKohen did the Kabbalah, but he gave it to an apostle, the Nasan apostle is in the ton Lamal Lamata, and then the one whose apostle went and he did it in the wrong places. What was supposed to be on the top, he put on the bottom. So that was supposed to be inside, he put outside. What's supposed to be on the outside, he put on the inside. Or he put on the ramp, or not where, opposite, where there's a base, a foundation for the Mizbeach. The meat of the carbon is not automatically invalidated. Im nishar dam ha-nefesh, if you still have some of the lifeblood of the animal still remaining in the neck of the animal. Ella rather, yachzar kosher v'kabel shar dam ha-nefesh. Rather, the kosher kohen should go back, receive the blood from the neck of the animal, the shar dam ha-nefesh, the rest of the lifeblood, the yisur kadam ha-kohen, and it can spray the blood in this place. And the reason for that is because we don't consider that as a zrika to create shrine because it was a zrika psula. And he did it in the wrong place. So therefore, you could still go ahead and do a new Kabbalah and Zrika, and a Halacha and Zrika. Because they're not considered as Shirayim. Halacha Yiralf. The make Kachem Shenazorvo. Continuing regarding the laws of the blood of the carbon, if you have the bloods of Kachem that got mixed together, being dumb, but dumb, whether it be, let's say, the bloods themselves get mixed, because in one vessel, let's say, received the blood of two carbonas. Or being Kaisa B'Kaisa, whether it's just the cups that got mixed, meaning every single cup has the blood of a different carbon, but then the cups got mixed up together. So it depends. If the bloods that are supposed to be sprayed with one ton got mixed up with blood supposed to be sprayed in one ton, for example, the blood of a bechor got mixed up with the blood of a ma'iser, which they have the same amount of times being thrown in the mizbeach, so eat not kol matan achas to do that whole terevis, that whole mixture with one gift, because and whichever one it is going to be, because they anyways have the same type of zrika. Let's say, which actually the only one that's actually put on four corners actually is the Karban Chatas, but we're talking about, let's say, with these two different Chatois, they got mixed together, and they both have to be sprayed on the four corners. So he's not Karban Arba, so then put them all on the four corners. Now, let's say, but Nisorbu Hanitan Matan Achas, Benatan Matan Shtaim Shan Arba, let's say you have the blood that's supposed to be sprayed one time, they got mixed up with certain Karbanas that's supposed to be sprayed on what's called two, that's four, which is you're supposed to do on the two diametrically opposite corners, which is like four because it's on each corner is hitting the two walls. So then you put everything in one matana because we said b'di'evad that works and you're not supposed to do more than what you're supposed to do. Let's say in the serve in the tunnel malam and tunnel mata. Here, however, let's say that which was supposed to put on the top got mixed with that supposed to be put on the bottom. So here there's no way of doing it because each one might be in the wrong place. Then you shavach ha-kolama, everything has to be poured out to the canal. Basmach m'sul, and those kabanas that the bloods got mixed up are going to be invalidated. And the filling is over shira chatas. Even if the leftovers of the karma chatas got mixed im dam oila with the blood of oila, shemakoyim hakolamata, which all of it's supposed to be on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So you would think, okay, just do it in the bottom, it'll fulfill both. No, yishavach hakolam. You have to pour it all to the canal. And the reason for that is because the blood of the oila, yes, it's on the bottom half, but it has to be spread on the wall of mizbeach. The remnants of the chatas, however, has to be poured directly on the yisoid. You're not allowed to pour them those leftovers on the wall so that it should drip onto the yisoid, because that's like doing extra zrikas. Because of that, even though they're supposed to be both on the bottom half, but in different areas of the bottom half, you have to pour it all to the canal. Now, halochid beis b'imloy shob. Let's say he didn't ask. Let's say when they mixed up these bloods of the top and the bottom, which you said really has nothing to do about that. In contrast, so let's say if it should be two times or one time, that we said okay, but the evidence can be one, it's going to be good, so you do it one time. Which here we said really shouldn't be done. But let's say he didn't ask, and he did it both on top and bottom. There's a kasha. After the fact, it's valid because he did it in the two places where it's supposed to be. Which, for the one on the bottom, it was on the bottom, one on the top. Now, let's say Nasan Lamala B'Shal. Let's say He first threw those mixture of bloods on the top, and then he asked, midway through only having done the top. So then yitin lamata. So actually in that situation, he could put on the bottom half, and then both are going to be considered as he fulfilled his obligation, because once he already put from that mixture of blood on the top, so really all that you have now is the remnants of the chatas and that of the ayla, which anyways it all has to be poured on the bottom now. So since they have to be both the same thing, so therefore that's why you can go ahead now and do the rest on the bottom. Let's say bloods that are supposed to be poured inside the mizbeach hazav got mixed up with bloods that are supposed to be poured on the mizbeach ha'ayla, the adam mizbeach. Here, yishpecha kolama, same idea, like top and bottom, where it's you're not allowed to initially go ahead and do it on the wrong mizbeach, or even on the wrong place in mizbeach. So you have to pour it all out to the canal. Now, let's even moishal, as we said before, let's even ask. And he took from the blood of the mixture, and he went and put on both mizbeaches. Okay, it's a mixture, he did from the inside and the outside. So, whether he first did the inner mizbeach and then the outer one, or he did the outer one, then did the inner one, hakol kosher. Okay, after the fact, it hit both mizbeaches, and each one of them had their appropriate zrikas, they're all going to be kosher. Now, but remember, when we say this, is b'shardam ha'tanim b'chutz, it's only by all the other types of kamanis that the blood is supposed to put on the adam mizbeach, chutz melachatas. The one exception is the sin offering. Avodam chatas ha'nas b'chutz. But if the blood of the chatas, which is supposed to be done on, which is the regular karma chatas, a generic karma chatas, that's done on the adam mizbeach, shenis or b'dam chatas ha'nas b'chutz, never got mixed in with a certain chatas, which are unique chatoyes, that certain exceptions that the blood is put into the heichel, im nasim b'chutz, b'chazim nasim b'fnim, so it depends. If you went and you first put that mixture on the outside and then you put it in the inside, kosher, that's going to be valid. But nasim b'fnim, if you first put the mixture in the inner mizbeach, v'chazim nasim b'chutz, and put it on the outer mizbeach, psul, in the case of chatas specifically, it's going to be invalid. Why? Shedam chatas, specifically the blood of a chatas, shenichnu l'heichel, but went to the heichel, which you did, because you did this first, afila chatas yachar nechels, even if it's a chatas of an individual that's eaten, astur becomes invalid. Kashnam, the pasuk says, v'chol chatas hashir b'medam, v'gama, any blood of a chatas that's brought inside the heichel becomes invalid. But that's only if it went in the normal way through the gate of the sanctuary. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, Yuva, if it can be brought in, derech be the normal way that it comes in. Of mechonisa b'pishbush, let's brought in through a narrow gateway, a derech halayin, or through a window, a gag, or through the roof. Then in the nitzel, because it wasn't considered yuva, like it brought in the normal way, and then it wasn't invalidated by having been first brought into the heichel. And then again, if it did on the outside, it would be fulfilling both their obligations. Halacha yidalt, parhelim. Regarding the bull of the lapse of awareness, which is when the entire Jewish people follow an erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, and or related is the stira of a dezar, which the higur of a dezar, same idea, but when it was a erroneous ruling regarding idolatry, shadam nechnas lehechel, where the blood actually of these karbanos are supposed to be run into the hechel, those are from the exceptions. But in mechnisi lekadosh hakadoshim, let's say it went one step even deeper, it is supposed to be put into the hechel, but it was actually run into the holies of holies. So nifsal, that invalidates that. Shebemakim zeb, because regarding this place, it's panimish alokamu, it's the innermost of this place. Meaning, just like the chatzis hakatzai is not supposed to be brought into the heichel, that was supposed to be brought into the heichel, that was supposed to be brought into the kodesh hakodeshim. So that would be the same type of a psul. And v'chein also, par b'sol shemikipurim, the bowl in the higur of Yom Kippurim, which worked for Klal Yisrael and for the Kohanim, for regarding atoning for that of Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, shedam nechsel the kodesh hakodeshim, if their blood is brought into the kodesh hakodeshim. So imhichnis dam lekodesh hakodeshim he's mimenum. So there actually, it's actually supposed to be brought into the kodesh hakodeshim. That's the one time a year that the kohen gadol goes inside and he sprays the blood. So let's say it was brought inside and it was sprayed for him. Okay, that's good. But then vayitzi lehechol. Then it was taken out to the sanctuary. V'chazav echnis lekodesh hakodeshim. Then you went and brought it back in to finish off the kodesh hakodeshim. Oh, nifsal, it's invalidated. Because at that point already did your zrikas already in the kodesh hakodeshim. Then you took it back in the echel where it's supposed to go. Then you took it back in. Oh, it's not supposed to go back in now anymore. So it still has that same soul of going too much innermost. So it becomes invalidated. And v'ein goyim mimen hazoy shebekodesh hakodeshim, you can't even finish the sprays of the kodesh hakodeshim because kimin sheyatza, actually once it left the kodesh hakodeshim before you finished the sprays, yatza, it went out. So if let's say you didn't finish. And you took it out, so you took it out of the perimeter, which is the psul of Yetzeh. Same thing as let's say you finished the sprays of the Kodesh HaKadosh. You took it out to the Heichel, and then you sprayed some of the Hazois. Then you went and took it out of the Heichel. Then you took it back into the Heichel. And the Gama Hazois of Heichel can't finish the sprays of the Heichel. Because Shekim Shiyatzadam, once you took it out of that perimeter, is all these concentric circles. The Kodesh HaKadosh, its Yetzeh is the Heichel. Heichel, its Yetzeh is the Azara. So Nifsal becomes a valid day. So it can't go too much in or too much out, depending on what stage it is in the Avodah. Halachat HaZvav. Chatas shekibu dam b'shnei kaisis. If there's a karma chatas that the blood was received in two different cups. V'yachtza echemem l'chutz. And one of the cups went out of the perimeter, which we said that's a psul, as we said in this parak, in the previous parak. But a pnimi, the one that stayed inside, because it's two different cups, is kasha. V'yizman, you could spray from it. Nichnas echemem l'heichel v'yizman nisham. Let's say, however, if let's say one of the cups was taken into the heichel and sprayed from over there, afachitza psul. In this case, even the one that stayed on the outside, where it's supposed to be in the azara, is invalidated. Krishnam, it says in the pasuk, "Asher yuva midamah," it's going to be brought from its blood. What's from? I feel mixed them. Even if some of the blood, if nichlas l'chabah b'kaidishim, was brought inside to get atonement in the kaidish kaidishim, nifsla, it's going to invalidate the rest of the blood. Halach dazayin, dam chata shechnis l'chabah b'befenim l'chipa. But let's say the blood of the chatas, which we said that's the one that becomes invalidated if it's taken too far in. If let's say it was taken to be atoned for inside the heichal, but l'chipa, they didn't end up spraying any of the blood on the inside the heichal. But rather they took it back out. None of it was sprayed inside. So it depends. It was taken by mistake. How is it kasher? Okay, it remains kasher. And you can spray from it outside on the Adam Mizbech. Because you didn't do atonement in the sanctuary, which is what invalidates it. But if it was taken deliberately, then possible then it's going to be invalid. Let's say not the blood was brought in. Let's say the actual meat of the chomer chatas itself was taken into the sanctuary. Ksheir remains kasher. Kashnem, it says in the pasuk, asher yuvim midama. It's going to be brought from its blood, not regarding its flesh. So that's not invalidation. Now let's say chatas oif. Let's say the bird chatas shepirkasa, that if it was thrashing around after it was had malika, the nichnas lechel, and when it walked into the sanctuary, ksheir it's going to be valid. The reason for that is because it wasn't brought in; it went in by itself. And the Torah says asher yuvah, so therefore it's going to be valid. Now, let's say hichnas dam chatas ha'oiv lahechel bitzavar. Let's say he brought in the blood of the chatas ha'oiv into the sanctuary where it's not supposed to, but it was in the neck of the bird. There is a suffix in matzavar chashav keli. So there's a doubt if the neck of the bird is considered like a kli, meaning because in contrast to an animal carbon, the bird carbon, there's no kabbalah b'kli. The kohen rather sprays from the neck straight onto the mizbeach. You could say that the neck is like a kli, and therefore that would be the invalidation of bringing it inside, or could be not, it's not like a kli, and therefore that's a suffix that has this psul of being brought inside the neck of the animal, inside the heichel, inside the neck of the bird. Let's say, continuing on this of the chatas oif, if let's say the blood of the chatas oif spilled on the ground, and they gathered it, which again this relates to this a similar question as in the previous halacha, here's a suffix, it's a doubt. In other words, when the Torah said that the chatas ha'if is sprayed straight from the bird, is that you don't need a kli, and that you're allowed to spray directly from the neck? Or that the Torah says, no, you're not allowed to use a kli? So here you have a doubt, when the blood spilled on the ground and you gathered it, in my kli poisel b'damo, does it get invalidated by being put in the vessel? Because you have to gather it? Or in the poisel, maybe it's not invalidation, you just don't need, but you could. L'fikach liver, regarding these last two halachas, tisarvka kol chatas ha'if shusavik, you're going to burn it, like all chatas ha'if, when there's a halacha regarding a doubt, that you're going to go ahead and burn it. Halacha chaf alf. Chata shekibu dam b'arbao kaisis. If let's say you have a karma chatas that the blood was received, continue with the chatas behema, the blood was received b'arbao kaisis in four cups. Which we said you spray four different corners by chatas, that's unique by chatas, and you have four cups, and each cup you went and did one matanas adam from every single cup. So shiyode abaratam nishpach al yisayit, so the leftovers of each one of those four cups are each one considered shirayim, and each one therefore you pour on the foundation. Something like it says in the pasuk, it's called dam yishpach, that all the blood, which is the leftovers, you pour onto the foundation. Now let's say nasan arbam hamatans v'koisecha, let's say you actually gave all the four matans on each of the corner of the mizbeach from one cup. You didn't use the other three cups. So shiyori oisa kois nishpach al yisayit, the leftovers of that cup itself, those are considered shirayim, and they're poured on the foundation. Oshar HaKais, the rest of the cups, actually Nishpachim La'ama, they actually poured into the canal. And the reason for that is because those bloods are not considered Shirayim, because it wasn't leftovers, because you never used the bloods of those cups. And therefore, you don't have the mitzvah pouring on the foundation, it's just poured out into the canal. Halacha Beis, Dam Shenafal Otech HaMayim, Oy L'Tech D'Miachon. Let's say you have the blood of the carbon that fell into a bowl of water, let's say, or into a bowl that had unconsecrated blood. So L'Yizman, you shouldn't spray from that liquid. Then he's, and if he did spray, pasul is going to be invalid. The reason for that is because every drop of blood that fell into the water or into the blood of the chulin became invalidated every drop, and it never becomes revalidated again. And that's what's called in halacha as dicha, it was rejected. Now, but let's say the other way around. Let's say nafal mayim otech adam shebemizrik. Let's say you had the blood of the kachem in a bowl, and now water fell into it. So the blood's actually falling into it, and it's becoming batel, but up to a certain extent. Im yesh b'mar dam, if it still has the color of blood, it's a kasher. It's a mikasher. It wasn't nullified by the mixture of the water. Now, let's say nafla tuch yain oidam chulin, but let's say wine or blood of chulin, which you can't tell if it has the color of blood, which would tell us if it has a significant amount of blood because it has the same color, they're all red. So I'm nice. We evaluate. Ilu hoyimayim, if it would be water, imruuyin levatal dam shebemizrak. If it would be fit to nullify the blood in the bowl, actually you mar dam, that it wouldn't even have the appearance of the color of the blood, if it had that amount of water, and the hariz aliyazmin, then you shouldn't spray from it. The main ruin levatal mara, but if it wouldn't be enough to nullify its color, so yazmenu he then you could still spray from it. Although here you can't tell any change of color anyway. But again, that's the proportion that we would compare it to water. Same thing if it was blood or if it was yain. Halacha of gimel dama kadoshim. The blood of a carbon, shenis arv bedam psula mizbech, got mixed into the blood of those, let's say, bali mumin, other types of invalid karbanas. Oy bedam hakadoshim shenivsel b'shchita, or let's say you got mixed into the blood of a carbon that became invalidated during the shchita. But be that as it may, it's invalid blood that got mixed with the kosher blood. Say shavacha kalama, all of it has to be poured out to the canal. What are you going to do with it? You can't use the invalid blood. And even if, let's say, all the cups were already sacrificed, except for one, still we don't know which one it is. It gets poured out to the canal. And the reason for this is because the chamul geizer, that maybe you're going to come to be matter, even when you have more of the pasul than the kasher. And therefore, no matter what it is, that tarevis has to be poured out. Now, in contrast, in Allah Chabez, we didn't say the same thing regarding when it gets mixed in the dam of chulin, because since it's not so common to have dam chulin nazara, so therefore they weren't geizer on what's called Musl al-Shrikha, when that's not so common. Now, all those karbans are invalid because of the mixture. You don't know which is which. Nisar b'damatamtzis, let's say it gets, so too, if it gets mixed, let's say, with the blood that's squeezed out from the rest of the animal, which is not kosher for the dam of the zika. Hirosi, shavach lama, has to be poured out to the canal, because that is also common. And again, we have the same gizera. No matter what the ratio is, we're concerned that you might do it even when it is an inappropriate ratio, and therefore, we're not going to let you use this mixture. Now, Vimlay Shalbanas, but if he didn't ask and he gave it, then kosher is going to be kosher again because of the fact that ultimately you did go ahead and spray the blood, which you just didn't know because it's mixed together, but ultimately you did the valid zrika. Halach Chavdalt. Hey Murm, the sacrificial parts, Vevri Oilis, and the limbs of the Oilis, Makamotsim, and the fistful of the Minchav, Alavain, and the frankincense, the Menachas, and the Strafis, Achash, and Skatch, and regarding the Menachas, that's of a coin that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach in totality, after it was already sanctified in the service vessel. Let's say you spray, you throw one of these elements on the fires of Mizbeach. Whether by hand, whether by vessel, by yamin, by yamismol, whether the right hand, with the left hand. They're all going to be kosher, where these all belong on the fires of Mizbeach. So no matter how you got it there, it's going to be kosher, which the Ram actually, later on, Perkidav, Halach Avav, seems to contradict himself in regards to this halacha, where he seems to rule otherwise, where actually it's not going to be valid. And that is a difficulty in explaining this Rambam. Halacha Fei. Hayayin v'amayim sh'nischam. Regarding the wine, the water libations, which the water libations is on Sukkot, the wine is with many karbanas, bein b'kara bein b'hin, whether it's in the bowl, or whether it's in the hin, which is one of the measuring tools in the Beis HaMikdash, or bein b'shar kli ashar, whether it's any other surface vessels, k'shem, they're going to be kasher. But let's say nischam b'kli choy l'biyod, but let's say he pours the libations with a mundane vessel, or with his hands, then psulim, then it's going to be invalid. Halacha Vav, Evam Shesidrim, regarding limbs that were organized. Vechen Kem Shesidrim, let's say the fistful of the mincha that was organized on the Mizbeach. Vesidra Eitzim Shalma Rochel Malman, and then you organize the woods of the fire on top of them. Let's say these limbs or these kamitza was organized on the sides of the woods, not on top. Hariz of Savik, that's a situation of doubt. What's a doubt? Imderech HaKtar B'Kach, is that the normal way of burning it? Or Imderech HaKtar B'Kach, where that's not the normal way? L'vikich L'yasukin, like a chila, therefore initially one shouldn't do it like this. V'masa, as the Rambam says many times, when it was done, hurtza, it's going to be acceptable.